Hey, Chris. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good to hear. So I did see some good notes here from Mary. So from what I gather, you've been in business about 2 years now. And, you know, obviously something's going well for you to survive through the first year even. So let me ask, I mean, what's your current marketing plan? Like, what do you currently do to grow the business?
Right now, I lean heavily on thumbtack and word of mouth by now.
Okay. I do see on Thumbtack, wow, you have 87 reviews, so you're definitely not quiet on Thumbtack at all, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and are you on the model where you're paying for leads from them, or how is it set up?
Yeah, I'm leads.
Okay.
Paying for leads.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I mean, just to make sure that we're in the right space as far as this conversation goes, do you think that at this juncture you're looking to also expand your presence on Google so that way you don't have to pay for leads, you know, for much longer? Because if you had 87 reviews on Google, I'm sure you can understand the implications there where that might put you in a much stronger position for not having to pay for leads.
Yeah. I've dealt with 4 or 5 companies and, you know, spent a lot of money and no results, so I'm, you know, frustrated.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Is there a reason why you're not getting any reviews on Google at all? Because, I mean, I found your profile, but did they not list you properly, or what did they do wrong?
I have no idea. I was asking them, all those companies, the same thing, and they just wanted me to keep paying.
Okay, let me ask you this. You have, like, a business license in the city at least, right? I know junk removal sometimes doesn't require any, like, special certifications, but you have the required, like, licensing and insurance, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you're already verified on Google, because I did find your listing on Google. So you did go through that process where you submitted a, like, Google verification to get Team Brunson Enterprises on the online, right? I mean, I see everything there. So that was all you, right?
Yeah, I did that in 22.
Okay, so you did that 2 years ago, and all you were asking for someone to do was promote that, the thing that you already made, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's basically what we would do. I mean, I see your website. You also invested some, whether it's sweat equity or you paid someone to do this. I mean, you built out a decent website, too, and I don't know why these other guys are not promoting it properly. So how long did you give other guys a shot to get you promoted on Google?
Some of them 6 months, some of them less, because they were telling me they could do something and I won't get no traction.
Gosh, okay. So I want to walk you through what we do. We've been in business about 20 years. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide, and getting people optimized to the first page of Google is basically the core of what we do. We don't wait 6 months. We look to earn your business every month. So our promise time for Google is about 30 to 45 days to get you properly listed and optimized to start running towards that first page. So the fact that you don't even have a listing, let alone any reviews, it just means that these guys, I don't know what they did to drop the ball. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make this a, you know, reliving the past type of phone call, but I mean, this is something that is, in your situation, I mean, based on your presence on Thumbtack and Home Advisor, I mean, all we really have to do is just get these reviews and even reach out to some of these old clients of yours to get them to leave Google reviews, and then we would help you get propped up, you know? That's basically what we do for our clients full time. I've never seen someone with so many Thumbtack reviews without a single Google review. It's someone really let you down on Google's side, but anyway, that's basically what we do. We optimize you to the first page. We typically would build out a website, but you already have a strong website, so you don't really need any website help, right? I'm not wrong there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I see your Facebook profile, though. You don't really invest too much on the Facebook side. Is that because you just never really pushed Facebook marketing?
Yeah, I really never pushed it.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Do you believe that people sometimes use Facebook just to scroll on social media. I'm not saying do they use it for specifically to buy stuff, but do they use it to scroll on social media? Do you think that some of your potential clients are on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why I ask that is here's how Facebook ads work, and we do these ads as well as part of our core service. If someone is looking for any of your core business offerings, now I saw it says here you do painting and like some handyman work. Is that correct? Is that so? It's not just junk removal. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So if you want to market those services in around like Cary and the greater like RTP area, that's basically what we would optimize for you both on Google and Facebook. So that way you can be found for power washing, painting, landscaping, any of the things that you want to be found for, and not just the, you know, a few things here or there. So because I noticed on your website it does talk about junk removal at the top, but clearly you're willing to take on other different types of work as well. So we would definitely help out in that regard to make sure that you have the right keywords. But then the other thing we do is on the Facebook side, if someone is looking for some of your like remodeling type work, things that aren't as urgent sometimes as, let's say, getting someone to remove something in an emergency, right? Like those things can be urgent where they're just calling someone on Google. But Facebook works like this. If they were looking for a painter's near me or something like that on Google, later on that evening when they're relaxing on social media, that's when your ad would pop up for Team Brunson. So that way it hits them at a second layer where they're now relaxing in bed, just checking in on friends and family. And now they see your ad for what they were looking for earlier in the day. Have you ever noticed that on Facebook or any other like social media? Sometimes ads pop up like that are very relevant to something you searched for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the same exact algorithm we'd use to leverage your business and get you quicker growth. Those ads on Facebook for us, we get those live within 7 to 14 days because, as I mentioned before, we're not expecting you to give us 6 months to see how it works. We expect you to give us 30 days usually to see how it works. So we get your Facebook ads up and running right away. We can even do a refresh on your Facebook business page just to get you a digital business card on that first page. I see the Team Brunson logo, but we probably would redo it with a digital business card, similar to your most recent post there. So we'd get all that up and running, but the real reason why people like the Facebook ads is really the cost, just because they're so much less expensive than running Google ads. They're about 20 times cheaper to run a Facebook ad. So this is an all-inclusive package there, just to go over that with you there, Chris. So we do $100 going towards Facebook each and every month, and then we do the Google optimization to make sure you're on the first page listings in around Cary and the surrounding areas for the main core services you want to offer. It's all included, and it's a month-to-month program priced at $249 a month.
I tell you what, I'll do it for 2 months.
Okay, so you're, well, I appreciate you even giving us that verbal commitment. I will let you know, we do look to earn your business in that very first month. I mean, we only do it on a month-to-month program. We're not looking for an upfront two-month payment. So I appreciate you for even giving us that verbal commitment. So do you have about 10 minutes and then I could just finish everything up here to get you set up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm assuming your last name is Brunson. Did I make a bad assumption?
No, that's it.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you, Chris?
It's BrunsonEnterprises@gmail.com.
And you want all phone calls going to 919-522-3425 for any inbound traffic, right?
Yes.
And then you also want all website traffic going to the site that you just gave us, the teambrunson-enterprises.com?
Yes.
Okay. I did find your Google business profile, so let me just go ahead and put that there for my team. All right. Now, just to let you know, when you're on your Google business profile, we're not going to change your website or anything like that, but we also include a tracking number service. In short, what that means to you is that all calls will go directly through to you. There's no middle person like there is on Angie's Home Advisor or Thumbtack, but you'll be able to see every call on the back end just so that way you can justify renewing with us, if that makes sense. It just holds us accountable for your successes or the successes of the traffic, if that makes sense. Okay. So we'll include that again. No, it's free with a service. I'm just letting you know that's what we provide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, so is your first name spelled C-H-R-I-S?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, on the card you'll be using also Chris Brunson, correct?
Say that again.
On the, like the debit or credit card you'll be using is also in the name of Chris Brunson?
Yeah, it's in my, yeah, it's got my name on it, but it's my business.
Gotcha.
It's got my name on it.
And then do you want to have anyone else to be able to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf, or is it just all going to be through you?
Just me.
Okay. And a couple more questions here. What are the core services you want us to be found for? I saw a lot on your Facebook page. Is there anything I'm missing outside of painting, relocation, landscaping, power washing, interior, exterior, junk removal, and so forth? Is there anything outside of that that I see there?
We can put delivery service.
Okay.
Almost like, you know, if you buy a couch at Home Goods or something.
How, like furniture delivery services or something like that?
Yeah.
Furniture delivery and setup, people usually say, because they want someone to put their IKEA thing together. Something like that, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Gotcha. And then when you say landscaping, what specifically do you want me to indicate on landscaping? Because there's a lot of different subcategories there.
Grass cut, mulch, and flower and small tree planting, I guess, something. I don't know.
Flower beds, tree trimming.
Yeah.
Landscape installation is what you were talking about there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No hardscaping or anything like that, right? Just more of the small exterior work, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. How did you become a jack of all trades? So, like, I mean, this is a lot of stuff that you do here.
Well, the landscaping stuff, I kind of developed it doing my own. And a couple properties were, like, thrown in my lap even before I even had a lawnmower. So I just took it from there.
Did you get a zero turn too, or you just use a hand push right now?
No, I got a zero turn.
Of course you did. That means you're doing well. Good man. So, all right, here's what I have listed so far. Junk removal, painting, handyman services, furniture delivery and setup, lawn maintenance, mulching, flower beds, tree trimming, landscape installation, power washing, demolition, home repairs. Did I miss anything from some of these core offerings?
I guess, because my brain, you know, long day. I guess you could just look over my website and I'm missing something that would be in my
right,
website.
Right. So just to let you know, we do a full onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. We'll schedule that most likely for tomorrow if you don't want it later on today. And then, you know, we can dig in a little deeper. But for now, that was pretty much all I was looking for. And actually, that's the next step. So we can do an onboarding call from 6 to 7 today. Or if you want to do one tomorrow, our first slot is 10 to 11, and then the last slot is 6 to 7.
What's the time before the last slot?
6 to 7 p.m., and then 10 to 11 is the earliest slot in the day.
Let's do 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Okay, 6 to 7 tomorrow. Okay. I'll go ahead and send you an invite via email. Bear with me one moment here. Local slash onboarding call. And outside of Cary, is that where you're trying to focus on, like the RTP, like Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area?
Yeah, I typically go about 40 miles out.
Nice. Okay, I'll put that in there as well. All right, I just sent you the invite via email, so you should see that shortly. Again, for tomorrow at 6 to 7. That'll come from J-Kyle at Local Splash. Let me just put that in there right now. 6 to 7. You're going to get an email that says, like, here, set up your Google Business Verification. Again, you don't really need to do that. You're already verified. I put there you have the right licensing and insurance as needed. I have your Facebook business profile, so everything's good there. You want us to go ahead and do a refresher of the Facebook page, right, since that's included?
Sure.
You don't need the website, though, of course, because your website is actually really strong and optimized for self. And you, curious, did you build that yourself?
No, I spent probably $1,500, $1,700,
okay.
Something like that.
No, it did seem like a professionally built website. That's why I would have been shocked if you built it yourself, but I just had to ask in case, you know, I'm talking to a web design professional.
I wish.
I mean, it's a good website. The fact that you own it at $1,500, because just to let you know, intellectual property is very expensive. For example, we offer the website, like, built out. But, for example, some customers, if they stop using us, we will charge them $50 a month to run a website for them, and, or we just take it all away. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're not trying to take it all away, but that coding is valuable, you know? And so,
yeah, it's a lot of work.
Go ahead.
That he told me that it would be mine, but then they turned around and said, you know, for us to make infinite amount of changes, I got to pay them $199 a month. I was like, you didn't tell me that in the beginning.
Wait, so are you paying? You're not paying them that right now, though, right?
Yeah, I have to pay them $199 a month.
You're still doing that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be happy with me. Okay. I'm going to send you something that's basically your incremental cost is going to be $50 now because this is included with our service. I'm glad I asked. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Like, that they would try to, like, take advantage that much. I'm just going to send you a sample website. We would be able to build it out and mimic what you have, but let me just send you a sample. Obviously, you accept text messages on this number, right?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to send you two messages right now, Chris, and again, you're probably going to be even more happy with us. This is included with our service. I just didn't think you needed it because I thought you already owned it, right? But the fact that you don't own it and you're paying $200 a month to, like, host it or whatever,
I thought I owned it too, and so they hit me with $199.
Right. So we got you. And again, worst case scenario, let's say you stop using us for whatever reason. I don't know why you would, because I'm literally now getting you everything for an incremental of $50 versus what you'd be paying. But if you ever stop using us, the only cost you would be $50 to do that same thing that they're charging you $200 for. Just to be clear. But if you don't want to leave your... Did I lose you?